That is the Back to the Future movie soundtrack on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It sets us up to discuss the time-traveling DeLorean, the iconic sports car made famous in the 1980s film franchise. A 1981 DeLorean was recently discovered in a barn in Dousman in southeastern Wisconsin. Call in with a question, share thoughts, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Michael McElhattan is owner of DeLorean Midwest in Crystal Lake, Illinois. Mike, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Good morning. Well, pick up the story from here. You're notified a 90-year-old man living in Dousman near Waukesha wants to sell a 1981 DeLorean. What happens next?
Yeah, so originally this phone call came in from New Mexico, and I got a note on my desk that said, gentlemen, a Mark in New Mexico wants to talk about a DeLorean for sale. And so I'm thinking, well, New Mexico is about 1,300 miles from the shop, so that's a bit of a challenge. But apart getting a hold of Mark, I found out the car he's talking about is owned by his uncle, who's 90. His name is Dick, and he's about 60 miles north of the shop. And then he let me know this is a barn find with only 977 miles on it.
Wow, a barn find. Okay, so how do you know the odometer reading is authentic, 977 miles?
Well, that's a good question, but, there's cues that we can pick up on being around these cars for so long. And once we got up to Dousman to see this car, we were able to realize it has original tires on it that show very low mileage. And the wear on the car overall is extremely low. The odometer is still working on the car, and these are all signs that point to the mileage being accurate. Dick actually was the original owner of this car, but it was sold to him 10 years after the car came out in 1991, because the dealer had kept it for them for their personal vehicle for 10 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, but why is mileage, how important is this car being driven so few miles? Why does mileage matter so much?
Well, it's just kind of a general rule of collector cars is the lower the mileage, the more the car is worth. But there are challenges with lower mileage cars because this has obviously spent so much time off the road.
Yes.
And there are certain items that, the fuel system, especially on a DeLorean, needs pretty gone through because with ethanol in the fuels, that usually causes a full rebuild of the fuel system when they've been sitting like that.
So compare the condition of this DeLorean versus others that come your way in the shop.
Well, it's kind of funny because it's a bit of a diamond in the rough because the car was absolutely filthy. It was the first vehicle I've been working on DeLoreans for 17 years and found all kinds of barn finds that customers bring in. Mainly, we repair and restore cars for customers. So we've seen all kinds of mouse remnants in cars. This is the first time I opened up a door and we saw live mice running through the car. So that's kind of a challenge. The car is, filthy on the outside. It's got mouse droppings on the inside. But the cool thing about it is underneath all that dirt, there's a really great low-mileage car underneath.
And you did a great job documenting the mice scurrying about. I think that's the image that we all have of the video posted. So in a situation like that, where the car is, well, it's infested. It has homes to mice and perhaps other things. How do you go about cleaning and then start that conditioning?
Yeah, well, we're hoping so we've started with the exterior of the car. So we got the exterior of the car cleaned, and then we regrained the stainless, which is kind of the equivalent of painting a car because, of course, the DeLorean is unpainted stainless steel.
Yes.
There's no coating on it. So you can kind of – there's a process that we call regraining the car, which is kind of just making the grain of the car look nice and fresh. And so basically the exterior of the car looks very much the part of a low-mileage, nice DeLorean. We're pretty much done with that part of it. The inside is our next challenge, and that'll start with us probably gutting the interior. I hope to keep it as original as possible and to get any of those odors and remnants of the mice out. So we'll probably remove all of the interior, pressure wash all the carpets, deodorize them, and then hope to be able to remove all the odors so we can reinstall the original stuff.
I've never sat in one myself. How do you open the doors and get in? What is that like?
Yeah, so the doors are definitely unique. They're what, you know, they call gull wing doors. And it opens, there's a door handle where you just kind of release it and it goes up on its own when there's a torsion bar and a door strut that help to assist the door to lift up on its own. But that should that, if those are installed and adjusted.
Did we just lose Mike? I think we might have lost Mike. We're talking about efforts to restore a 1981 DeLorean. It was found in a barn in Dousman. Mike McElhattan is the owner of DeLorean Midwest. Mike, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, great. Well, let me just finish my spiel here. Call in with questions and comments. 800-642-1234. So, you know, okay, so we've opened the doors. Now, when you get in, what stands out to you about the console or sitting in the driver's seat? What do you feel? What do you see?
The interior feels very 80s, and DeLorean was a bit ahead of his time, where by this time in 1981, he had kind of eliminated all the earlier chrome and stuff you would see in the interior. And they come with either a black interior or a gray interior. But, you know, he used quality items. So there's luxury leather inside the car. The cars all came loaded with options: power windows, power locks, AM, FM cassette, air conditioning, which was about all you got for options in 1981.
The windows, to me, when I look at pictures, they seem smaller. What are the windows like?
Yeah, the windows are small. So there's an upper portion of the glass on the door that's called a fixed glass, so that does not move. And then there's a smaller drop glass, and it's been referred to as a toll booth window, where it's good enough for, you know, you'll remember the old days when you had to throw change into the toll booth.
yes, I do.
The nice thing about the car is you only need 14 inches to open the door fully, and so carefully when you go through a drive-through, it's easier to open the door fully than try to fit your Happy Meal through that tiny window.
Really? So it's visually, though, it seems like those door wings would really take up a lot more space.
Yeah, it's a really big door, but since it mainly goes up, the outer movement outward is only, like I say, 14 inches.
Okay. Is the car fun to drive? How does it handle?
Yeah, so the frame and suspension design on this car was done by Lotus, and it's a really nice handling car. It's a good cruiser. And for its time, the handling on it, I thought was, you know, very good. So it's a nice car for a curvy country road.
What about a day when there's snow coming down? Would you be driving one today?
Well, you know, oddly enough, they actually get great traction in the snow because it's a rear engine, rear drive. So you have the engine sitting over the drive wheels. So compared to in 1981, most cars were front engine and rear drive. So compared to those, it would have been great in the snow, just because of that weight over those drive wheels. But I don't recommend anybody driving them because, you know, the salt, the destruction that can do to, you know, a classic car. I really try to avoid salty, snowy roads at all costs.
I know I've seen one in passing, and I mean, everyone just turns their heads and looks at it, and it's such a showstopper. How many DeLoreans were built?
So the factory built 9,080 cars.
9,080. And how many are still around, might you think?
Roughly 6,000, and probably less than that in the U.S., maybe 5,000 in the U.S., but that's an educated guess.
What about parts? You know, how hard is it to get them?
So parts are actually pretty readily available. About 70% of the car you can still get as what we call new old stock. So they're factory parts that have never been put on a car. And I would say about 20% of the wear items are being reproduced, like fuel pumps and rubber pieces. And there's some larger components being made, like steering racks and stuff like that. And there's maybe 10% that you have to find used, which is pretty good for a car that's now 43 years old.
Oh, wow. So you don't have as big of a problem in finding all of these parts that need to be replaced as you got the barn find from Dousman.
Yeah. To be honest with you, for a kind of obscure car that's this age, the parts availability is pretty excellent and really somewhat affordable. There really is a lot of stuff that's pretty fairly priced.
Huh, interesting. Was the car fast in its day as a sports car compared to others?
Well, you know, 1981 was like the death of horsepower. I believe it was, even if you compare
this to a
Corvette, it was like their lowest horsepower year was 1981. So there was, you know, gasoline was expensive. The insurance companies had kind of stifled the muscle cars by the early 80s. And it probably was a fairly quick car for its time. They did actually have a prototype that was a twin turbo that was would have been the fastest production car had it gone to production, but they just were not quite there before the company kind of had troubles and went out of business.
Mike McElhattan owns DeLorean Midwest, taking on restorations and servicing of these sports cars immortalized in the 1980s Back to the Future film franchise. Call in with a question. You can share your perspective along the way. 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A 1981 DeLorean with less than 1,000 miles on its odometer. It's found in a barn in Dousman. We explore the latest Wisconsin connection to this cult classic American sports car made famous in the Back to the Future film franchise of the 1980s. And you can call in with a question, share at any point, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Mike McElhattan owns DeLorean Midwest in Crystal Lake, Illinois. Let's take a call now. Marcus in Milwaukee. Hi, Marcus. Go ahead.
Hi. So I guess I'm wondering, once you get the whole car put back together, Mike, do you take it out and make sure that it gets up to 88 miles per hour safely, just in case?
I think this is a reference here, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you know, you got to love the Back to the Future trilogy. But, yeah, we do actually drive the cars. Anything that we do any engine work on, we want to drive, you know, at least 50 miles just to make sure everything is well sorted. And the cars will get up to 88 miles an hour. It's funny that there was a Jimmy Carter law in the 1980s where the speedometer would only read 85. So in the movie, they actually changed the speedometer to read 95 because they really wanted the number to be 88 of when you traveled through time.
And along traveling through time, I wonder how often you get the flux capacitor, whether they're in stock, to replace.
That just goes with the territory of DeLorean ownership. Of at a car show or at a gas station, you're going to get asked, where's the flux capacitor, for sure.
So you've worked at DeLorean Midwest since 2007, owned the business since 2016. Why own a business that specializes in such a specific car?
Well, to be honest with you, when I first started working for Dave and Julie Swingle, they, you know, they opened, like you mentioned, in 2007. They put an ad in the paper looking for a DeLorean technician, and really I thought I'd be here for 6 months to a year, because it'd be a nice, you know, blip on my resume, and I'd like to, you know, get into restoration of older cars. But I thought there's no way that there's enough business with specifically DeLoreans to be in business for longer than 6 months or a year. And here we are 17 years later, and I've got a shop full of cars, and we've got a backlog of work. So it's kind of funny that over the years we've actually gotten busier, because as the cars get older and then shops like myself have put more and more on the road, like this Dousman car that's been tucked in a barn not getting service for a long time. A lot more interest is in these cars. There's a renewed interest. A lot of the barn finds are getting put back on the road, and we're actually busier than we were when we opened 17 years ago.
So how did you learn the skills to restore them in the first place and run such a niche business like this?
So I, you know, when I came to work at DeLorean Motor Company, I had a 2-year degree in automotive technology, and I had 5 years working in general automotive repair.
Mm-hmm.
But Dave Swingle, who was the original owner, kind of taught me the car. He would say that I taught him kind of how to be a production mechanic, because you're always thinking about book times and trying to get things done in a timely manner. And he definitely showed me, you know, the specifics of the DeLorean.
How long does it take for you to restore a DeLorean for sale on average?
I would say the average car in and out of here, and we'll do anything from a frame-off restoration to an oil change on a car. We only work on DeLoreans, but anything to do with a DeLorean, whether it be interior work or body work or mechanical work or frame-off restoration or simple maintenance, anything to do with a DeLorean we cover. But to answer your question, on average, a car that would come to us in this kind of condition would probably be here for a six-month visit.
Okay. Well, you mentioned oil change, and what would you recommend for DeLoreans, especially, you know, when they're not getting driven? I mean, not as long as the barn DeLorean, but yeah, you know, what would you recommend for oil changes?
It's pretty standard, you know, every 3,000 to 5,000 mile oil change. Typically, people are more changing them by age because a lot of these cars don't get driven a lot of miles a year. But they take an odd oil that's a 2050, which is a really thick oil that was common in Europe at the time where these were built, but kind of an odd oil for today.
Does, like, a barn story like this raise the profile of DeLoreans, perhaps make you busier, but potentially also raise the value of them?
It's, you know, all the press that this car has gotten is kind of mind-blowing. Nobody would have expected this. I remember after Kevin and I had picked up this car, we went out and had a burger at a local restaurant and just talking about, you know, oh, we hope this video gets some views that we had put together on our DeLorean Nation channel. And we had no idea what was about to happen with the media buzz and the amount of views this video was going to get.
Oh, but it was so fascinating. And you really took us through the whole process of uncovering it and really that discovery and to be able to kind of go along with you on it. I think that really was so interesting.
Yeah, we're glad to have captured that. And yeah, you know, basically for several weeks after that show, it's settled down a little bit now because that's been a while. It's been like three plus months ago now. But no, for 3 weeks there, I was like a media coordinator, which I don't, it's not in my resume.
That's not in your wheelhouse.
No, it's definitely not in my wheelhouse. But, you know, I just had I was doing that for like 3 weeks straight with at times it was two and three interviews a day and sending press releases all over the world to use video footage and photo footage. And this story broke in Germany and Switzerland and Australia and just over 45 news stations, broadcast news stations in the United States. So just the reach it's had is pretty incredible to be part of this. And, you know, we love the fact that we were able to capture this story and put it out there for people to see. And this is what we do every day, and it really feels great that, you know, it's just a normal thing for us to go pick up a car out of a barn and fix it. And I've been doing this for 17 years, and it's really great to see the appreciation and feedback from people and the interest in it.
I imagine you've also, through the process, developed a little bit of a relationship, an affinity for this Dousman barn car.
Absolutely, yeah. For Kevin and I, we definitely have a soft spot for this car.
We're talking about DeLoreans with Mike McElhattan, the owner of DeLorean Midwest, based in Crystal Lake, Illinois. You can join in questions and comments, 800-642-1234. Jack is here in California. Jack, hi, go ahead.
Hey, I got to tell you, I drove one of those cars, and the DeLoreans are just fantastic cars. Fantastic cars. I understand, I think I understand correctly. Can you still have one made in Texas? Is there a place in Texas that still manufactures this car?
Thanks, Jack. Mike.
Yeah, so there's nothing currently being made, but there is a company in Texas that hopes to release a new DeLorean that obviously it's an updated electric version of this car. And that would be really cool to see that come to market. And for a while there there was a program where you could have a car made where they kind of tore the car down and built it from the ground up with everything new they could possibly put on the car. So they called them like a new build DeLorean, but that's been quite a few years since that program has ended.
What are the prospects of DeLorean as a company coming back online and making a new type of car?
Well, the name has been sold, and there is a company based out of San Antonio that hopes to bring a new car new car out, a new line of cars. So it would be a, you know, a coupe and a sedan and a SUV and all that. And you know, I think they're in the early stages of that, but, you know, it would be cool to see.
I bet it would. And there's also been some more publicity. I think, wasn't it Pepsi? They dropped an ad with the DeLorean. Have you seen that?
So there is a teaser that I've seen out there on that, that I would think there's going to be some type of collaboration between the two. But other than, you know, a couple of images they've released on social media, I haven't
yeah.
seen it.
How, you know, in with your customers, how attached are they to their DeLoreans?
Very much so. You know, for some of these guys, it's like their children. And I'll tell you a story about when I first started. I would do transport for Dave, and I went to Kentucky to pick up a car. And I think this was very early on, the second car I ever picked up. And I sat in this gentleman's living room on a sofa with my wife, and he kind of peppered us with questions for about 45 minutes. And then at the end of the 45 minutes, he said, okay, you can take my car, because I was willing to pay you to come down and go back. And if I didn't trust you with my car, if I didn't pass his interview, he wasn't going to let the car go. And then he said, well, you're going to have to stay the night because I want to make sure you're good and rested before you trailer my car home.
And
that was kind of my first, these people are very attached to these things, and they're serious about who they trust their car with. And we were kind of a newer shop.
Oh, my goodness.
The, you know, reputation that we have now of all these years of service.
But, what a story. Oh, Mike, thank you so much for joining us and taking the time.
No problem, Kate. It was great talking with you today.
Mike McElhattan owns DeLorean Midwest in Crystal Lake, Illinois, refurbishing a 1981 DeLorean found in a Wisconsin barn. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.